Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and people, the energy is going to bounce off back and forth between you, me, myself, Steve Rummage, Brian Hall, and the listenership. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
It's good to be in here, man. It's a Thursday.
So, it's a beautiful Thursday.
Listen, all my days, I've kind of, as you know, not really publicizing too much yet, but I've been doing some schooling. And, man, like, it's just my days are kind of running together because I come home. Look, I wake up. I come here. I go home. I do about 3-4 hours of schooling. I'm done. Get the baby.
You're like, blessed, Steve. You're blessed.
Listen. You know me, man. You know how we live this life, dude. I ain't complaining 1 ounce. But it's just like I'm sitting here, and I was legitimately like, what day is it? It's Thursday. I was like, okay, because it's kind of I guess you could make a Norton Commons joke here, but Truman Show-ish. You know, because I'm like, every day's the same. I don't know. I'm just kind of
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Nothing too much, you know. We're kicking today. I was talking to Marcus before we got in here. I am just overwhelmed right now with how much my business is growing. I've already got 2 calls this morning that I have to call after the show, and I picked up 3 new clients yesterday.
Yeah.
So if everything goes well, I'll have picked up 5 clients over the last 24 hours.
And you'll be looking for more help, right?
Yes, I am. So I am looking for more help. So if anybody wants to reach out, you can email me at LouisvilleDogWalkers@gmail.com. I am looking to hire a new walker within the next week
and,
or so.
And email, probably in that situation. The email's probably better.
Yeah.
Right. So that way you got it on record. So yeah, no reason to really call in and say, Brian, will you hire me?
Right. You actually, he can actually be our producer for 2 hours.
Well, I'm saying too, just that way you got it on record. Yeah.
I need a producer for 2 hours.
Well, yeah, and we're still in Brian. But
yeah, I need to pay attention to the show. All right, tell me after.
Who did I get off?
I meant call your cell phone.
Who was it that I got mad at for calling into the show? I didn't really get mad, was it Birdhead Ryan?
Birdhead Ryan.
Yeah, Birdhead Ryan. Yeah,
my man was. He had questions about his pugs or something.
Yeah, softball dad Dustin was asking a couple times too because he said they got some softball trips coming up and we're gonna need some help when they were out of town.
Listen. And y'all need to look. Nobody talk about Birdhead Ryan because I have a feeling that me and Birdhead Ryan might have a couple lunch or dinner meetings in Gustavo's.
I get that.
Yeah, so
he still gets it on the radio show though, Steve.
Look, now I'm gonna turn into, hey man, that's my people.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying as soon as we start crossing paths, it works. Okay, so Steve. Extracurricular activity conversation for you.
Yes.
We want to know. Okay. We don't want to hear about it secondhand. We don't want to hear about it from the hater. We want to hear about it from the horse's mouth.
Well, here's the thing. We had our first softball game last night. We lost. It did not go as planned.
You planned on winning?
I always plan on winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I did know. You said it yesterday. Carly probably knew you didn't have a championship team. I think we all knew that. We know what this season is.
Yeah, no, I just thought you were using this kind of as a scrimmage.
Well, I think the plan is to play. You know, play a couple times a year.
No,
so
I'm proud of y'all. Putting it together and keep
the team together. You know, have a good time. A lot of us hadn't played. Phil Baker come out last night. That's the first time he put on a glove in 3-4 years.
Right,
I ain't played in 4 years myself.
Right,
a lot of us. Really, nobody has to that point. Now, so anyways, I'll give a little breakdown of it. So I mean, we got busted, dude. The team we played was
legit. You still have to give me a we got busted. Like, no, was it helpless busted?
No, I wouldn't say helpless. I would just say, man, they were good. They were really good. Benji's team is supposedly really, really good too. I saw some other teams out there. I was like, man, I think we play with. Like, you know, I mean, I don't think we're going to get smashed every game. You know, I mean, I think we'll win a couple. You know,
this was just nice.
This is League One.
This is a bad first game matchup.
It was a tough. It's brutal. But actually, I would almost rather play them
right
early, because right. It's like,
put it in your head. Just listen. There's some dudes out here that want to play.
Yeah, that way I can. That way now once we get rolling, but we'll get a rhythm. I mean, like we have a pretty good team for. I mean, I think we'll have to switch positions around a little bit. But none of us knew. Nobody really knows. You're just kind of like, okay, I think you play here. You probably play here. You play here. You know. Let's see who has their position solid.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Greer, shortstop.
Okay,
he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch is good.
Mitch is good.
Yeah, Mitch is good. Yeah. He's good in the outfield. Like, you can tell he's pretty clean. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he had one pop up on him a little bit, but I mean, he's pretty clean with his fielding.
Jesus, B. Hall?
I may have to.
Why? Just rolled up. There you go.
Is that him?
You mind if I run out there and give her a card real quick?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Look at it. Got the puppies and everything, man.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Listen, I don't think he leaves his dogs.
I know, I know.
Those are some pit bulls. That one, the one in the back kind of resembles Mac. Oh, he's got a little one in the front,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
The one in the back resembles
those
Mac.
Those are beautiful dogs. I know, it does. Yeah, because I haven't cut Mac's ears, so he's got Mac's got the floppy ears like that.
Take a picture of that, Steve.
I mean, that's beautiful, dude. They're beautiful. Sorry. Look, y'all just going to have to. We love dogs.
You got the little chihuahua in the front seat.
I know, right? Why does he get the front seat?
You know, chihuahuas kind of run the things. Even though they're small, they always run.
Hey, I'm going to tweet that picture out at the break so y'all can see the crowd we got. They're beautiful, man. All right. Sorry, I'll get back to it.
Okay, so Mitch.
We did get run ruled. It was.
Were you hoping to get run ruled? Like,
No, because, I mean, I wanted to play. I was like, you could tell in the first inning. I was like, oh, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I did get the first RBI of the season.
Awesome.
Biscuit got the first run.
Okay.
Yeah, Biscuit can hit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he can pop it out there. Mitch can hit. I screwed Mitch on the first one. On the look, at my first at bat, I screwed Mitch pretty bad.
I'm listening.
Mitch was on second base. He and Mitch
you hit him
like,
into a double?
Dude, no, I gave him no shot at getting a third. Like, yeah, I was like, dude, I got on base and I was like, I'm sorry. He's like, I was like, my bad. He was like, no, you're fine. I'm like, no, Mitch. There's nothing you could have done.
Right.
That was my fault. Like, right. Yeah, I was like, that was terrible.
But he took it. He took it well.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I mean, he was in scoring position, and I just screwed him. I was like, yeah, no, you got no shot.
What dribbler or something?
Just yeah, right down third baseline. Just like, what are you in? I'm safe.
You didn't try to push it.
Yeah. So. But yeah. No. Mitch and Jeff are pretty good. Everybody. I mean, Ethan did a good job pitching. You know. Like, that's what I say. The one thing we have to do. Mitch said. Me and Mitch were talking, and he said it, and I totally agree. We have to look at more pitches. Mm-hmm. Because I think we all include.
Yeah. Everybody sees that big grapefruit, and you just want to go for
it. Listen, including myself.
Right.
Yeah. We had. Three or four of us whiffed once.
Uh-huh.
I did once because, man, he threw such a meatball. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
And I just went right
like,
under
like
it.
One of those Ephus pitches or something?
Yes. Like, it was flat. And I was like, oh, dear God. But we've got to get more people on base because nobody out there is an elite pitcher. So they're going to walk you. I'm kind of guilty. Me and Phil were talking because it was like, We haven't hit in so long. It's like
they all look like big fat
meatballs.
Yeah,
I just kind of want to hit, you know. Yep. And then like the two I swung at, I was like, oh dear God! I was like, what am I doing? Both of them would have been balls.
You know what's always the problem? Like when you first get back into softball, is you want to just try to you want to cream the ball,
right?
And so what everybody does is they hit pop ups to the outfielders.
I know, or just rip it down the third base. I did both of my hits.
Right. Trying to pull it out.
Yeah. Both of mine were just
How was Ethan with the pitching?
It's good. Yeah.
That's crucial in a softball, especially if it's like a one pitch league and you have a pitcher who can't throw a strike.
He gave up 3 home runs. Yeah, 3 home runs.
It's not really gave up.
Gave up.
yeah, 3 home runs but Ethan was good.
How did he respond to the? Is Ethan the type that does he know?
Listen, you ever saw a pitcher give up a home run in the 7th inning?
I want to know how Ethan is when he gives up a home run.
When Ethan watches it go out. He is just like, you could just see it in his face. Like, it's totally, it was like,
he screwed up.
That was my pitch. Yeah, I did this. I screwed this up, you know. He did a good job. So anyways, regardless, everybody, I did have to ask intern Aiden if he had a concussion at one point. That was the only time I think I was
being
all
year. Said he was good.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, is your depth perception off? Cause like he was out in left and he kept running up and like I'm like what why are you running up it's going over your head I was like
oh he actually dropped him
no he didn't get a glove on
he
him.
Misplayed the ball
yeah like 5 times I was like so I actually asked him we come off and I said hey man I said you got a concussion or something he was like no I don't think so I was like is your depth perception on
yeah like what's yeah, is like is the sound of the bat not registering
is everything okay. Pat brought his girlfriend,
the softball player.
Did she play?
I wish. I wish she'd have played for Pat.
You couldn't help yourself. Did Pat have an off night, Steve?
No, I mean he was fine. I'm just messing. I mean, none of us did anything exceptional
to be judgmental.
Like I said, I mean, Greer had some nice stops. Mitch is pretty clean in the outfield. I mean. Those two were pretty.
Are you going to have to bring Mitch in and play infield or something?
We're going to have to switch positions up. I'm not.
I'm listening.
No, that's locker room talk. Y'all don't get that.
Fair enough.
That's in-house conversation.
Are you scared you're going to hurt people's feelings?
No, we keep things in-house because there's a lot of people.
All right, Coach Mack.
Listen, there's a lot of people that couldn't play sports if their life depended on it that have opinions on a softball team. Mm-hmm. So we keep those conversations in locker room, in-house. So it's like, but there will be position changes.
I 100% understand what you're talking about. And you don't have the team makeup for anybody to take it personal.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, we have a good team, man. We have a good team. Everybody gets along. Everybody's, you know. And listen, we've got a couple people that we're going to add that wasn't there. Mm-hmm. That's going to be big additions to the team. So, right. I like where we're headed. So, but a problem was I was in right field and Benji's team hangs out in right field.
So they were hassling you.
Problem was they didn't have one lefty. Actually, at one point, I almost was like, Aiden, you want to switch? We'll do this. But then once it started getting ugly, I was like, you know what?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, me and Phil stand over here in right and right center and –
You just deal with Benji and the crew?
Yeah. Sorry, Benji. Yeah.
That's the best team you'll see in the league?
I think Benji and them are probably the best team.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to have 2 blowout ones?
Yeah, yeah. They're good. Yeah. Benji and them look like they're old.
Like they were a baseball
like
team back in the day.
For and 20
they,
years.
Yeah.
They just moved
yeah.
it to softball.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They all grew probably.
Yep.
But they can still hit the ball. And look, they don't have to get doubles. Benji's team looks like one of them teams. Like we'll just all hit singles and we'll just go just like, around
like
the bases.
Like the cartoon.
Yeah.
The Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Yeah. It's funny. Nicky V played. Nicky V did good.
Okay, so his back.
He played catcher. Better.
No, Nicky V played third base.
He just seems like a catcher.
Mm-hmm. No, Jack played a little catcher. Tom Farmer played a little catcher. Tom can play, too.
Who'd y'all put on first?
Biscuit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Biscuit.
I heard he did a cartwheel into third base. Is that true?
It was something. Biscuit tried to slide, and that was about it.
His body's
But I knew. Stupid. I was like, I've got to make contact because I've got to get this man home.
Like was he the lone run?
Yeah.
There we go.
I batted him in.
I will say,
you got the lone RBI. Good job.
I said this, and I do mean it. I am extremely proud of y'all for getting that team together and getting out there. Like I said, putting it together.
Oh, I know, man.
You know, forget it.
We appreciate it. Yep, we appreciate it. And softball's one of them weird sports, man, where it's like you can't just pick it back up and start playing, mm-hmm. like, you know, and be good. Like
anything's like that.
Like I told somebody in the locker room, or in the locker room, over in the dugout, I told somebody, I was like, man, because the guys we were playing were respectful. They were good. They were good dudes. They were just good. Mm-hmm. But I did tell somebody, I was like, now look, let's line up and run routes. Smoky suits. It's like, man on man.
Did y'all do the handshake line afterwards?
No, everybody just kind of was like, good game. You know?
y'all did the NBA point.
No, because here's the problem. We're all in this weird position right now. We are in this weird transition back to life where everybody's kind of like.
Do we dap up? Do we?
And the umpire was like, so after everybody, we walked out, they kind of, you could tell we were both like, so what's legal? You know, what do we do? So everybody's just like, hey, man, good game. You know, good game. The umpire was like, I don't care. It's up to y'all. Y'all do whatever you want.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so. The thing about softball, though, is if you play with a good bunch of guys and it's fun like you guys are doing, it doesn't matter if you lose 19-1. You still have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you want to win, but I'm just yeah, saying. Right. I bet you the majority of the people would say they had a good time last night.
Yeah, I don't sleep anything. Sleep better, though.
Yeah, no, it's still a hit to your ego. I did tell somebody, I was like, I'm going to go home and watch my old football highlights.
I got to do something to get
my spirits. I'll tell you what I did. Let's transition into that. Do you know what I did? I wrote Chris Mack. That's what I did.
That was Wait not a where minute. I expected that to go.
You wrote Chris Mack. I mean, would you write him a letter?
Yes.
I'm listening.
I told him, I said, Coach, Chris, we share the same zip code here soon. I'm going to need you to get this fantasy basketball league going this year so I can bring an MVP trophy, and I will, and it will sit in the studio.
Where will we put it?
I will build a thing to put it over.
You know what? We could put a shelf right yes. here for it.
And I would build a trophy case, and it will reside in glass in the studio.
I wouldn't mind that.
I know. No, I think it would. Listen, if I go there and I want an award, dang right it's going up in here. But I told him, I said, Texter, that's mean.
I'm listening.
I bet Biscuit's more athletic than you. Somebody say, ain't no way Biscuit moving anyone in routes. I'm like, Biscuit can move, dude. Like, I don't know about it. Like, watch yourself on
Biscuit
that, man.
Biscuit played college football, man.
I was going to say, watch yourself on Biscuit, dude. Biscuit's athletic, man. He can move. Like, yeah, for his size. And I mean, I'm coming from a guy who's my size.
Yeah,
you know?
Right,
like,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so that's not shady.
No, you see, I was going to say, you saying it respectfully.
Yeah, but. Dude, he can move, man. So I'd watch out with Biscuit. But they, but yeah, man, I texted him. Well, I tweeted him.
Freudian.
I was going to have you text him. And he told me. Now, here's some controversy.
Brian, pay attention to this, Brian.
I sent Chris Mack the message. When you going to bring back the fantasy league so I can show up? And by the way, I have the money set aside. I'm in this one.
Right.
I don't need to. Kenny, can you help me get in?
Campaign for sponsorships?
Yeah, sponsorships.
Although we will try to match you.
Would love that. Would love that. We can see what we can do and work something out there. But I'm in this one. So I wrote Chris Mack and I said, hey, when you bringing it back so I can come win MVP? Here was his response.
His immediate response.
Immediate. I mean, within a minute. See you this fall. Now, here's the controversy.
Geronimo!
Do we have a fantasy league coming? Or did I just get invited to be on the team? Because see you this fall.
That hurt your feelings, man.
Let me ask you this.
Because I went to the registrar's office and started looking at enrollment today.
Listen. The name Steve Rummage, is there a recruit running around here named Steve Rummage? Is there a young? I'm going to have to go to YouTube and type in Huddle Basketball 247 and see if there's a Steve or Steven Rummage that he thinks might be you.
Listen.
Old Stevie Hummage is on.
All I'm going to say is see you this fall was not a.
I think that was meant for Caleb Glenn.
I did tweet about Caleb Glenn and George Washington III yesterday too. So we'll talk about that as the day goes on. But yeah. So regardless, maybe it's not much of a controversy. Maybe he is saying that we're going to have a. But man, wouldn't a fantasy league right in the middle of the season be dope?
No,
that'd be terrible.
No. All right. What do you mean?
A terrible decision. but probably in September is probably what he meant before the season starts.
No, I need focus.
No, September. Listen. I'll get the team focused. Listen, I am 100% going to that fantasy league, though. I mean, I watched the last one, and I'm like, I saw some of the people that was able to compete, and I'm like, well, if they can compete, I can compete.
How much time would you dedicate pre-fantasy camp to condition?
Marcus, when I get a date from him, I can't promise you a lot of things. But I can promise you, I will be in the best shape I've been in since high school. Like, people think I'm joking about this. I'm not joking. When I get there, like, I'm going to be able to put one in. And you know what I mean by that. Like, listen. Layup lines, it's happening.
Wait, what, Steve? Do that again?
Oh, yeah.
YouTubers, watch Steve real quick.
Oh yeah!
Listen, I looked at Steve's eyes, people. He's telling the eyes to God.
No, yeah,
Steve,
no, like
Steve is getting his ability to dunk back.
No, it's on when I get there.
You're gonna have to be a punch one on video.
Okay, especially on that floor. Please,
nice springy,
yeah.
Nice spring.
Yeah,
look, are those rims gonna look extra high to you though?
Yes. Real quick,
run through the text before we hit our first break.
When's the next game? Next Wednesday. I'm not sure on the time yet. Did you sign it? Love, Steve. XOXO. No, but I have tweeted him something about kissing him multiple times. Not to mention, Biscuit would win if you wanted to match up against Brains too. That's also true. Very smart dude. Steve is awesomely delusional. Fair enough.
Where'd that come from?
No, it's a good text. That's funny. Tweet of the night was Clark to Mac after your tweet.
I know.
I was like, I literally tweeted back, for the love of God, Clark.
I know. Brian. So Steve tweets this to Coach Mac, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Clark.
Gets an immediate response.
See you in the fall. And so here comes Clark. Off the top rope. While you're at it, maybe you can open the locker rooms back up for interviews.
Who's Clark?
That's not the point.
It's just a random person.
Somebody who would mess up that exchange. Like,
yeah, that get out of the conversation.
Yeah, that's
conversation isn't for you.
That's like getting a photograph and then your friend just does some photo bomb to screw it up. Like you know you have a picture with. You know, your hero is just, you get a picture with Jordan and your friend puts bunny ears behind you or something. It's like, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah, dude, this is a picture I'm going to put on my dresser and you put bunny ears on my
That's
head.
What I'm saying. Like, Steve had a good exchange and a fantasy, you know, the camp and all that good stuff. Clark.
This conversation wasn't meant for you, Clark. Get out.
While you're at it, Coach, why don't you? Oh, hey, and listen, even if you were 100% joking, that was poor timing for that joke. Because that's what people do. They take something that was just supposed to be a positive and then stick,
we should open the locker room back up.
No. In the middle of that. Clark, you should have known better on that one.
I know, man.
Make an independent tweet on that one or something.
Somebody said Clark is... Sorry, Steve. Father Time is undefeated. Listen.
Maybe.
Listen right now, text line. We're going to have to make an agreement because I love y'all. I love the text line. I love our callers. I love everybody that listens to this show on a daily basis that makes us the amount of listened that we are and a problem in this city. If I'm doing this, we've got to make a mutual agreement for 3 to 4 months for positivity.
Right.
I mean, right. Listen, I know I'm a little older. I know that I might have put on a few pounds. But we're going to, listen, we're not just going to do this. We're going to do this together.
No, Steve, listen. Listen, I had the conversation with you the other day in an outside, you know, outside of this environment. It's here's the thing. Again, if you got a friend who said 50 times in a row, I'm going to start using that treadmill, and on the 51st time, don't you ever say, yeah, right. You said that 50 times. I'm like, right. You're a horrible person.
I know.
And listen, if they say that, because they have the starting intention of getting back in the gym. They have a starting intention of getting back in shape. It doesn't matter how many times they say, I'm really going to try to start eating better. The moment you start saying, oh, here we go again, you're a horrible person.
See, this is what's up. This is what's up. All right, Steve, go out. Go put your, you know what, on someone's forehead. Let's effing go. I like this one, too. Steve, if you lose 30 and I lose 30, I'll donate 60 to a charity of your choice. See, now this is what I'm talking about right
here.
Can
the charity be the Coach Mac fantasy game? Because that's what we were trying to match.
Steve, you always got to be game ready. I think you can get fantasy MVP if there is one. See, now this is what I love, y'all, man.
Get ready or stay ready.
Listen, I love y'all. I love the text line, man.
Come on, Coach Mac. Listen, the people are involved.
Listen,
make it happen.
You do realize I'm going to put out videos, too. You see that? Do you see that Dre Davis video last night? We'll talk about that, by the way. I'm going to put out videos of me. All right, Robert, let's go.
Andre Davis.
I'm going to get a trainer and start knocking down. Like, yeah. No, like, it's gonna be stupid. I know. Steve, will you be able to be
Nate Johnson? We're gonna get you on Steve Rummage. Get Steve Rummage right.
That's what I need right there. Something like that.
Brian Hall, could Steve Rummage handle a Nate Johnson 1 week of Nate Johnson training?
I don't think so.
Listen. I don't know if y'all want me to.
Nate Johnson was one of my favorites.
He's a beast, man. I may come in here just like.
You've seen his video? Yeah. You've seen his videos. Like, he's insane. He gets them in, yeah.
In a good way.
He's intense.
Will you be willing to be tested for betamethasone? No,
Steve,
I won't.
You're right.
No, I'm not promising. There's no HGH or anything. Let me get a couple of these real quick, and then we're getting a break. You should see Biscuit play football. He used to play turkey ball out in Oldham County. Nobody could tackle him. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
You said it early.
I apologized to Biscuit in my head the first time I saw him. I was like, I saw the way he moved, and I was like, in my own brain, I was like, my bad, Biscuit. Nah, you can move. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's what I feel like Strebel would be, too. Like, I feel like if Strebel did some stuff like that, you'd be like, oh, dang. No, yeah, you can actually move.
You can tell.
Yeah, no, you can tell. You can watch somebody walk down the hallways here and be like, yeah, no.
Listen, last time I was talking to James, like the way he switched hands with his bag and the way he was, like, closing the door behind him, it was kind of like he switched his bag and closed the door behind him with his left hand or something. It was just like, okay.
No, I'm right. Steve, I live by Norton Commons. Stay away from the witch if you're getting in shape. Ooh, I'm there every day.
Cheeseburger.
Okay.
No. Today's Wing Zone Wednesday.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later on, too.
Listen, Texter, I will I'll meet you up there one day. Yeah. What is this? Okay, 664? Yeah, you have to tell me, man. I have to meet you up there.
Last commercial break, or first commercial break.
First commercial break. Today
on 939 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability.
Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Where do you want to go from here, Steve? Because two things happened yesterday. I saw a video of a basketball player, which represents some, you know, some kind of some differences. I listened to an interview of a moment that I saw coming about 3 months ago, roughly, and I prepared everybody for this moment that I saw coming 3 months ago, and I heard it come to fruition last night on LSL. We could talk about that. I mean, you know, of course, the NBA is kind of coming into its own, and you know, you tweeted about two, you know, incoming recruits. I mean, what's the feel good story that you want to start off? Do you think we can hit the ground running with?
Oh man!
Or what do you think the people want to know about the most?
Well, I'll be. And by the way, I did enjoy all. We read all the text out loud. So we appreciate all the text that came in. We do at some point have to get to sports or like Louisville sports. Mm-hmm. Man, you know, with the time there is, let's do.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say.
DeAndre.
Yeah.
You know what he's referring to, Brian?
I don't.
Well, we talked the other day about JJ Trainer. And I actually, here's the thing. I like this because I might be wrong on this. I don't have proof of this. Mm-hmm. Marcus, you can correct me if you have saw something that leads you to believe otherwise. I saw a video of JJ, and I saw pictures of JJ. Mm-hmm. DeAndre's out in California as well. I don't think they're together. I kind of like that. I think that that's two separate trips,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. I believe DeAndre is in Anaheim, which I know they're all right there around each other, but I don't necessarily believe from looking at that video that he is working out, because we know JJ's at the Mamba Academy, right?
Yep.
He's put that out there, so we're not giving anything away there. I don't think that's where Dre is. I kind of like that. That made me feel better that, like, no, it's their own. They're doing something on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, like, no, it's sitting about us going out here and working out, whatever, you know. With each other, it's about us going to get better. And the video is Dre Davis shooting drills, right? Yeah. Going around the cans, you know, knocking down. It's obviously him shooting the three ball. Which is interesting, too, because that makes me wonder if there's something can be broken down with all this. So that makes me wonder also. By the way, I'll just put it out there on alert. Ross McMahon's Twitter has been cleared.
Like his history?
No, like his graphics and stuff. Uh-huh. So maybe some new graphics coming. We're on McMahon's watch. Just put it that way.
McMahon's watch.
Yeah. But you know, you can break down about everything. But I found it interesting, man, that that's what kind of gets posted out there was him, and I think his shot looked better, right?
I just tweeted it out, y'all. So if you're on Twitter, you can see the video we're talking about. Okay, I mean, do you want me to take the baton on this one from now? On what you want to make of this?
Texter says he might be working out in Indiana. Noblesville,
actually,
Indiana.
Somebody did tell me Indiana.
Yeah, Noblesville, Indiana. Okay. So cool. Okay, fair enough.
Last night somebody told me Indiana.
Fair enough. He was out in California, mm-hmm. though. Dre was out in California. Okay, so that could be him working. I'm fine with that, too. Go Indiana's. I'm okay with that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Listen.
DeAndre Davis.
Let's do it, because I haven't got to really talk to you about this, so I'm interested.
DeAndre Davis, first of all, Brian, what don't people like about DeAndre Davis's game?
His shooting.
What about his shooting do people not like?
Three-point shooting.
What about his three-point shooting do people not like?
They do not like that his percentage is low.
Just hitting more threes. He got to hit.
Correct. People love his defense. People love his energy. They just wish he could improve his offensive skills a little bit.
DeAndre Davis is reshaping his three-pointer right now. And when I say reshaping, he's reforming the stroke of his three-point shooting, right? Mm-hmm. I still see some of his – he's in transition right now of reshaping kind of Rick Pitino level. Because you remember, we used to say, God, Rick, leave their shots alone. Leave their shots alone. DeAndre Davis has reshaped his three-pointer.
Right?
The speed of his shot – He's taking 0.3 of a second off his shot.
Yeah,
off his jump shot.
Feels like that, right?
He's working on dribble handoff, pulling the three off the ball screen, pulling the three, which off the ball screen still looks unnatural.
I don't think he's ever going to be that, though.
Yeah, right.
So I think that's the weakest part of his.
Right, but at his size. He's going to have to learn to do these things, you know, sure. To be a more effective player.
I think he's got enough in his clip other places that, like, okay, if you do have, like, okay, he's not a great off-the-screen guy, yep. Catch-and-shoot guy, like, cool. You know, like, you can overlook that. But it's good he's working. I mean, obviously yep. He's working on it, so.
Yeah, it's all coming down to reshaping his three-pointer. And what I like about this, Steve, is – it's making his body uncomfortable, and he's shooting faster, right? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by uncomfortable is, like, if you say he's not going to be shooting off of dribble screens, right? Mm-hmm. Fine. You still got to get 150 up of those.
Yeah.
So you won't ever be in a situation where you look at the rim and don't think you can hit this shot. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because he's a big – again, I'm sorry we got to make this comparison to Dwayne Sutton, but I lived through Dwayne Sutton with y'all, and we watched Dwayne Sutton come down the court off the dribble. No, yeah, mm-hmm. Off the dribble transition. What are you doing, right? But then he hit so many of those transition threes where it looked like a bad shot.
Or on the sidewalk, I was like,
he's coming through the window.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's good.
Hey, do your thing out there, big fella.
Listen, Dwayne Sutton transition.
Yeah, absolutely.
You throw it up to him, all of a sudden he looks at the rim. He does not hesitate. He lets it go. Mm-hmm. He's hit. Dwayne Sutton hit those big shots that are bad shots. I remember early on in the year, and I'm like, they're taking these shots, people. Those are the things that make you play for a coach harder. Mm-hmm. Because the coach makes you answer your accountability is to your teammates.
Yeah, yeah.
When you take that bad shot, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
What do your teammates think about it? Did they think that was a selfish shot?
Mm-hmm.
The fans can get mad at Jordan, Ryan, Dwayne,
yeah,
Steven, Malik, Coach Matt. What do your teammates have to say about it?
Right, right.
Because y'all are trying to win together. And if you take a bad shot, I'm not going to sit around and that's a bad shot. That's a good shot. I'll teach you.
Yeah.
I'll teach you in the film. But in game, live competition, it's accountability on you're making your team lose or you're helping your team win. So when you shoot that transition shot, they have to know that it's to win.
Absolutely.
Not to get your numbers.
Absolutely.
Not to get your shot. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, yeah, the reason Coach Mack is getting everybody's trust is by that is by saying, I don't care if you shoot that.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you cause us to lose, I'm going to have to substitute based on you causing us to lose.
Well, and the beauty is, and I'm not trying to get off of Dre Davis here, but the beauty is that's something Coach Mack has this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that he even didn't have a better. Even if he was pissed at Carleigh Jones. What are you going to do? He has some young guys.
I know. I'm like, I'm not going to completely let you off the hook, coach. Like,
yeah, but that was only 1 year. And
I know.
Again, I mean, my God, and you had Jordan Wara and
I know.
All them, you
I've,
know.
I've always made it clear that it's easy for somebody sitting at home to say, oh, we'll try something new. And it's like,
oh, okay. Steve, Jordan, you guys come here and sit down. Hell, Aiden. We'll see what happens.
Look, he looks over at Dino and says, this ought to be fun.
Aiden and Quinn. But you know what? Play Quinn at the five.
But again, the irony is Coach Pitino actually did it. But again, that's 30 more years of coaching that he finally just hit the wall and just said.
But also, Coach Pitino had the cachet. He could take a loss, come in there.
No, that's my point.
Yeah, give all of us the middle finger, and we'd have to go, he's probably right.
Yeah, that's my point. Like, Coach Mack is just not in a position to say, Carleek, David, move.
No, it goes back to Coach Mack saying, I can't be the coach to lose to Bellarmine. Okay, we all went, ugh.
Right.
But we also all went, I know what he means. Like, because, like, I love Coach Davenport. And around here, we're like, dude, we would, like, Coach. But in the same breath, he's saying, bro, if I come in here and got beat by him in an exhibition game, don't have me, get out of my head. I can't be that guy. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and like, again, us, the smart fan base.
Yeah, we're like, no.
Dude, Coach, he had Coach P on the road. Like, we actually.
Legit on the.
Don't say it.
I think Coach Davenport could have beat Coach P.
I didn't want you to say it. I'm not saying.
And Coach Davenport probably would kick me right between the legs for even. This is one of those where I'm like, this is my opinion, and it's probably totally wrong.
You know what, Steve?
But I do. I think he could have beat Rick a couple times.
I'll back you up.
I just think it was a good relationship, and I don't think you. I think you gain more by not, and because, I mean, there was a couple times I was like, dude, we're going to – Clay – my buddy Clay was on the bench in Freedom Hall, and I'm watching and I'm going, they're going to beat Louisville. And it was like down the stretch, I'm like, coach, okay. And look, and I didn't know Coach Davenport like that back then, so it was like, whatever.
Davenport just looked like a little bit. I'll put it this way. His lack of intensity in some of those late minutes was a little...
Right?
Oh, we are rolling along. Big, big, big fun conversation coming up second half. A conversation that y'all are going to say, you did tell us, Marcus. And moving forward, you're going to be rubbing your hands just like this. What's around the corner? Ooh. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.